powerful that we're afraid of him. We went any direction away from God. We didn't realize how much God loves us and that God really wants to save us from sin and death. So we run away from God and we ignore him, just like these geese and the naturalist. So what can God do to save us? Well, like the naturalist who realized that the only way to gain the trust of the geese would be to become one of them, the only way God can stop us being afraid of him is by becoming a human being like us. So that's what God did on that first Christmas day. God became one of us, a human baby, helpless and vulnerable, lying in a manger. And surely nobody can be afraid of a baby. And then the baby grew up and became a man who was also God. But he was the most loving man that anyone had ever met, and no one can be afraid of a man like that. We read that Jesus put his arms round children and welcomed them, and they knew they could trust him. And Jesus touched sick people, and they knew he wanted them to be well. And Jesus called his disciples his friends, and they learnt that he loved them. But they also learnt that the loving Heavenly Father, whom he told them about, loves us as Jesus does. So these disciples, they weren't afraid of God anymore. That's why, on Christmas, God became a human baby. St. Paul wrote, St. Paul wrote to his friend Titus, "The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all." That's Titus 2, verse 11. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. The stupid geese didn't realize that they needed saving. And when salvation was offered to them, they rejected it because they were afraid. God offers us his grace, which will bring us salvation from suffering and hatred and sin. But you can't see love and you can't see grace. God had to make them appear visibly. And to make sure that we didn't shrink from him, God didn't appear as a mighty, powerful king. He appeared as a soft and lovable baby. And so baby Jesus brought salvation and offered it to everyone. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. Let's sing from Mission Praise 342, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.